This is from the chapter of the time of trouble in the Great Controversy, page 623. It says this: "The wrath of Satan increases as his time grows short, and his work of deceit and destruction will reach its culmination in the time of trouble." Now, he goes into the word culmination from Webster, which means highest point, according to him. There are other definitions in there. And says, well, if it's going to reach its highest point during the time of trouble, and that time of trouble being when the seven last plagues are closed, then it means that Satan's work of deceit and destruction will still be going on in the time of trouble. Now, he makes his whole defense. I think this is the key to allowing him to say that Satan's personation of Christ comes after the seven last plagues. He goes into some effort to say even the miracles that are taking place prior to Michael standing up are not Satan personating Christ. It's simply the miracles that are taking place through demons and through people that are inspired by demons, but that the actual personation comes after the close of human probation, and that the purpose for this deceit and delusion that takes place at this time is the temptation that's brought to God's people during the time of Jacob's trouble. Well, I would submit to you that this his work of deceit and destruction reaching its culmination during the time of trouble does not necessarily have to be understood that he's still performing any miracles. If you understand that as the Holy Spirit is being withdrawn from the earth, that Satan has more power and authority to bring death and destruction upon people, and we looked at that very carefully in the beginning of this presentation, in our first presentation, and if you have learned to reason from cause and effect, as Sister White said we should learn how to do, then what is being said here is that as the Holy Spirit's being withdrawn from the earth, Satan has more control or more ability to bring death and destruction. But when the time period comes, when Michael stands up and the Holy Spirit has no more influence on any of the wicked, then Satan will have total ability to bring destruction like he never has before, and it's from understanding this destruction reaches its high point during the time of trouble. That's not what the brother is emphasizing on. He's emphasizing that his deceit